Sports Talk continues with Jimmy Hyams. I'm John Wilkerson, and it is an absolute pleasure to have join us on the Stanley Fence and Gates Hotline, Vol for Life, and member of the Detroit Tigers organization, Andre Lipsius. Andre, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. Really appreciate your time. First of all, tell me, how is the family and everybody up in Virginia?
You know, everything's great. Being with my family, especially, you know, my parents that I haven't got a chance to spend a lot of time in a while. You know, it's nice being home. Bad circumstances, but it's nice being around people you care about and, you know, spending some quality time with them. So everyone's doing well and everything's all good at home.
Glad to hear that. You got to go through, or you were in the midst of going through, your first spring training, getting ready for your second year of pro ball. What was it like to find out that the curtain was coming down and that this was going to be put on hold for a while?
Yeah, it was kind of crazy. We didn't really expect it. We knew, you know, things were happening. We didn't really, we were kind of not really in the loop of what was going to happen because everyone was making decisions. But, you know, we were about to get started full on with minor league spring training. We were wrapping up that little mini camp and everything was going well and everything, we were really excited. Everyone was starting to come into town and then they just kind of called and we got sent back home. It was kind of nuts. Everything happened within 2 days from full on practice to you're going home. So it was just, you know, a crazy storm of things happening within a short time span.
Andre, what are you doing to try to stay in shape right now?
Yeah, well, luckily back home we have, you know, a couple places we can go hit, me and Luke, my twin brother, and we actually set up a little home gym. And the weather's been pretty nice out, so whether we want to do, you know, bike riding, running, all that stuff, it's we can do that with the family on our own. And we got a good little setup here where I'm at, so we're doing pretty well, and I'm doing all I can to stay in shape.
I think one of the hardest things to do in all of sports is to hit a pitch. And I wonder how difficult that is to simulate at this time.
Yeah, it's kind of tough trying to get, I guess, you know, that visual of seeing a live arm and pitches being thrown and, you know, tracking pitches, all that stuff. We try to mimic it as much as we can in the cage or, you know, in practice, but it's just not the same once you get out there. So we're about to, you know, I'm about to ramp up here in the next couple of weeks and really try to do all I can to see pitches, see spin, and start to get back into, you know, live at-bats and try to simulate things that I possibly can just to, so when I do get that call to come back down or go to a team that, you know, I'm ready to go. I don't want to miss a beat.
So when you were working with the big league club, you wore number 84. Is that correct?
I think I wore four different numbers.
Oh,
actually,
okay.
It's just kind of, it's you know, you get the call on game day that you're going to go be with the big league team, and they put a jersey in your locker or give you a jersey to go out there, and that's what you wear. So it's kind of, you know, any given day, you get any jersey, it's going to be a high number, obviously, but. Yeah, you just put on a jersey that has a Detroit D on the front and go on out there and play.
What was it like to get some time with the big club?
Yeah, it was, you know, it was eye-opening being with those big league guys, you know, seeing how mature they were strength-wise and at the same time seeing how they act and got to be around some guys that are some pretty big names, guys who have really, you know, been in the league for a long time and gone through everything. So it was so cool and so eye-opening just being up there and getting a chance to be up there. And it was I was very thankful I got the chance to you know, go out there and, you know, play the game I love with guys that I idolize watching on TV. And it was just an eye-opening experience being able to play at that level and go out there.
They've had a really nice connection with the University of Tennessee for a while. When you look at their draft picks, did you get to spend much time with Kristen Stewart?
Yeah, he was out there, I think, three of the five times I was out there. And, you know, we always talk about Tennessee, whatnot. We were both keeping up with, you know, how the Vols were doing. And we just talked about that a little bit, got a chance to talk about doing stuff in the off season, you know, going back to Tennessee, all that stuff. So he's one of the nicest guys to talk to. So it's nice having him there, especially. So it was cool being around him. He's a big leaguer, so it's a little bit different in terms of stature, but you would never know if you talk to him, because he just treats you like, you know, a regular human being that he just wants to talk to.
What was it like to make that transition last year to pro ball, and what were some of the bigger lessons you learned when you were playing with Western Michigan?
Yeah, some of the things is you're playing baseball every day, so there's no time to pout, and there's no time to get down on yourself, because you're playing that very next day. And if you're thinking about the past, and you're gonna stay in the past, and you're not gonna move on to the future. So, you know, the mental side was kind of the biggest deal for me, I guess you could say. When you're playing every single day, it's tough to you know, keep on going and finding that groove and all that stuff. So, you know, it wasn't the biggest jump you'd think, pitching wise or playing wise, because, you know, the SEC is, in my opinion, is as good as it gets. So, you know, you're seeing the best guys from there that got drafted, and then on top of that, you're seeing guys that get a chance to go, you know, do their dream out of high school or, you know, a smaller school. So you're getting the best. It's like seeing a Friday. It's like a Friday night game every night, especially up in Western Michigan. It was an awesome experience. They fill out the stadium every single night, and it was an awesome crowd to play in front of. And I had a great time up there. I still get to play the game I love every single day. So it's crazy. You get paid to play a game. So I'm having fun with it, and I'm doing everything I can to play it as long as I can.
Yeah, you kind of touched on what I was going to ask you. People talk so much about how the SEC gets football players ready for the NFL. Well, it sounds to me like the SEC in baseball can provide just as much of a preparation for pro baseball, correct?
Yeah, just the only thing is, you know, there's a big difference between getting away with metal bats and wood bats. So the SEC, yes, they have, you know, a different style of arms. They're big power guys, so you're not going to see anyone that throws harder than people in the SEC per se, but you're going to see guys that pitch a little bit different, that either know how to pitch or are learning how to pitch, because they're calling their own games now, and it's based on the catcher and what his tendencies are too. So that's the only difference. SEC is mostly, I would say, you know, coaches are calling pitches, whatnot. There are a few exceptions, but it's pitchers throwing with their best pitches. It's not based on count. It's not based on, you know, it's not based on what the coach or manager wants now. It's based on what they think they can throw to get you out at any given time. So the SEC prepares you in terms of speed and power and the speed of the game, in terms of you can't make a mistake or people are going to, you know, expand on it. But it's a whole new experience in terms of people you're playing against. You're getting to play against everyone all over the world. It's not just, you know, America or whatnot. But, yeah, the SEC was a great thing for me, and I think the Cape Cod's also a really good, I guess, helper to, you know, prepare you for pro ball. But it's just a different animal when you get to pro ball, because you're playing every day with, you know, guys from all ages, from all over the world. So it's just a whole new experience that I'm really thankful I got to be a part of.
So where do you feel like you need to improve to take that next step?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm working on overall strength in general. Of course, you just want to get stronger and faster or whatnot. But, you know, I'm really working hard to expand the, I guess, the ability of my mental side of the game, to try to get better at that and just in general be better day in and day out. I don't want to have ups and downs. I want to be consistent throughout and know that every single day I'm going to be the same player that I am on a Tuesday as I am on a Friday or Saturday. I don't want there to be a dip if I'm going 0 for 20 or if I'm 4, you know, 20 for 20. So I'm trying to, you know, get with that. Improve my flexibility was a big, big thing, and trying to improve my mobility, because mobility is a really big deal, especially when you have such a long season. So trying to improve that so I can keep my body at tip-top shape throughout the whole season. I still worked with, you know, Quentin Everhart this fall and trying to improve that, and I think it helped a lot. And I felt really good going into spring training, felt good throughout spring training. So I was feeling really good about the work I put in throughout the fall and winter to get ready for a season.
Where do they have you playing?
Yeah, it's still up in the air. I'm spending most of my time now at second and third, but it's still a split, and they told me to be ready for anything. So I'm gonna keep working at everything I can and just make sure that I'm ready for wherever they put me, wherever I'm playing.
You were a big part of Tennessee getting to play 61 games last year to the SEC tournament, returned to the NCAA tournament. You then played in 67 games in A-ball. How did you hold up for 128? Was that the most you'd ever played in a year?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's crazy that we went from, you know, regionals, you waited about a week and a half, and then you were playing again. I mean, it was nuts for me because I've never played every single day for the span of 2 months before, and that was kind of eye-opening in terms of my body. But now I'm trying to understand what I can do to better my body so I can fully feel good, you know, as good as I possibly can. You're never going to be 100 throughout that many games, but you want to be as close as you possibly can and try to understand your body because everyone's different in terms of how much strength training you need, how much stretching you need, how many swings you need day in and day out. So you want to be ready for the game, but at the same time, you don't want to overdo it so your body starts to break down. So it's just trying to find that balance. And, yeah, it was definitely a lot of games, but I know there's many more in a full season. So I'm trying to figure out what I can do to make myself better and make my body feel good so I'm ready for it.
You're the number 24 prospect in the organization. What's it like to be in that top 25 and to kind of be in the Tigers' plans as you are?
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, I really, you know, enjoy spending time with a lot of the guys that are on that prospect list as well as the guys from my draft class. And then on top of that, all the coaches are, and, you know, everyone within the organization knows that, you know, we're trying to be as good as we possibly can in the next few years. And I'm really happy that they see me as a guy that, you know, will help them out. And they know that my intentions are to play the game with heart, and intentions are always, you know, be positive, do as much as I can to be really good at this game and, you know, help out the organization especially. So it's awesome, you know, being on that list. And, you know, you can't look too much into it, but at the same time, it's a good peace of mind in the back of your head that, you know, you're some gratitude for things you're doing and keeps you on the right track to keep your head right. And you can look at it either way. If you're not on that list, it makes you work harder. Or if you're on that list, you know that what you're doing and how hard you're working is showing up, and you just want to keep on going. So it's nice being on that list. A lot of the guys on that list I'm friends with, and especially, you know, just being around everyone in the Tigers organization, it's just awesome. I guess being around all those guys and being around the coaches that help us get to that point. So everything's looking up right now, and I'm ready to get back going.
How cool is it that there is a Bowman Chrome Andre Lipsius baseball card?
Yeah, that was one of the craziest experiences for me. Never had a baseball card. You know, it's always been a goal. You know, growing up, I collected baseball cards, and it's so cool to finally see one with your name on it that has your stats, that's your face, and it was just eye-opening. So that's an experience I'll never forget when I finally got to see those cards, and it's like, oh, it's me, you know? And it's still crazy to me that my name's on a baseball card, and I'm the one that people are, you know, trying to get. It's a lifelong dream for me to have, you know, my own baseball card. So it was an awesome, you know, I guess, gift to receive.
What's it like to see the Lipsius clan outfitted in Tiger fan wear? Because I'm sure that's the case now, right?
Yeah, my parents. I just gave my brother a sweatshirt that he can wear around to, everyone, whether it's my nieces, my parents, my brother, everyone's got something Detroit, so it's cool to see that, they've always been so supportive, and I'm sure you know that too. And no matter what team we play on, no matter, where we are, they're always going to support us and do the best they can to support us. So I'm really glad that I have, my family, and to have that support staff that I think is really important, especially for me. And it's cool seeing that we still got some orange, some orange with that Detroit orange, or the Detroit orange, but they don't have to switch completely. They still got some orange to wear.
And lastly, certainly appreciate your time. What was it like to see Luke get back after it this year for his senior year, which he now gets another year of eligibility? But what was it like to see Tennessee get off to that start they did, get that win over number one Texas Tech? I'm sure it was fun to watch from afar.
Yeah, I was watching almost every game, and it was awesome to see Luke doing so well. And then on top of that, seeing all these guys that I hope I could impart some wisdom on last year, and seeing these guys really grow up, and people like Jake Rucker, who I was close with in the infield, Max Ferguson close with in the infield, and then seeing people like Zach Daniels, just people were just exploding, and it was so awesome to see. I was jacked up from, watching all the games, seeing all the guys that I was with, last year, and they're doing so well, and they were really just, eye-opening, or opening some people's eyes that were doubting them. So it was awesome to see those guys, especially because as a part of you, you're always gonna be involved for life. So it was just, yeah, it was awesome seeing those guys play. And I know they were in the right hands with, Tony Elander and Ross and all, and of course Q. You can't forget Q, but all of them are, doing so many things for those guys, and it really shows. This is third year, third year, and it was just awesome to see those guys just tearing people up and doing what they do.
Andre, we really appreciate the time. Thank you so much for sharing your experiences. Just keep working. I hope everybody stays safe, and we look forward to seeing you on the diamond, hopefully sooner rather than later. But take care, and we look forward to catching up with you again in the future.
Of course. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. That's Ball for Life. Andre Lipsius, as he joins us on the Stanley Fence and Gates Hotline.